Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the number?
30-1 currently.
Okay. All right. Well,
he was 100-1 just 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
So.
All right. Okay. Well, that is our sharp with a recommendation for you as a lead this morning. And we will get to more of today's leads coming up next. It is a Tie Tuesday, Tie Law, coming up at 8:20 this morning on the big Patriots win over the Buffalo Bills and everything else that is going on in the NFL. This is Sean from Connecticut. Sean, good morning.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Curtis, just a quick little story. I've been married 34 years, two adult kids. Nothing's more important than family. My wife and I decided we're going to drive up from Connecticut, go eat at Capri. By the way, thank you guys, because it was you guys talking about it that got us going there, and what a phenomenal restaurant.
Yeah. I can't so get Saturday, a reservation. Sorry, carry on.
Oh, I can get your reservation there, Curtis.
It was a month and a half. So Saturday we drove up, and then when we were done, we drove through Southie and heading over to the seaport. And took a left off of First Street onto Summer Street, and who do I see? Literally bebopping down the street with his family, but Chris Curtis.
Oh.
And I pointed you out to my wife. I said, oh, hey, you know, that's Chris Curtis. You know, I've got him on YouTube in the morning, you know. She's like, oh, yeah. And she looks at me. She says, what is that smile? And I mean this genuinely. The smile on your face, the way you were walking, watching your son on his scooter and your wife chase him because you're on Summer Street, it gave me pleasure because I've listened to you since back in the DNC days. I know the struggles, and it was just pure joy. As a husband and a father, watching it, we had a great day. That made it a little better, watching you be that happy with your family.
I thought you should
know that.
Just so you know, he was smiling because UNC had just been blown out. But
that really did help my mood, I'll tell you, Sean.
That is possible.
Yes. Sean, that's nice. That's
nice.
Yeah. Curtis, that's nice.
You said it before, James. You told me it will reorder your
Priorities. It does.
There is no love in the world that comes close to that feeling. And it's just like, this age is awesome. Like, he didn't know how to scoot. Now he's like Mario Andretti out there. And it's terrifying and everything. But Sean, thank you very much.
I've said it before, there is no joy that is equal to paying your kids' cell phone bills into their 30s. Really. Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
So can we open the window? Speaking of walking, can we open the window world of Boston weather window for our weather smoke on what is going to be most likely another day where the temperature is in the 80s? Curtis, what do you see out there?
Ooh, let me check. 61 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high 80. We got to get more electric cars.
Yeah.
The bad news, sunset 6:15. Yikes.
Oh.
But enjoy it today. Get out there, play some golf. It's going to be in the 60s to upper 50s the rest of the week.
Okay. You can get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Curtis, your lead this morning.
Quickly, I don't want to get mushy, but as you guys know, there's someone in my life that is fighting, and today is a very big day, so thinking of you, and so grateful for the nurses and the doctors, where no matter how bad anything is, we all have the privilege of saying to our loved one, There is no better place on the planet to do what you're doing. So for all of that, I say thank you. And I would say I don't hate the amount of love the Chiefs get. In the moment, I do. But as a general rule, Patriots fans are going to have so much fun for the next 25 years. Yes, it'd be great if they won. Looks like they've got a good team. They got the quarterback. They got the coach. Awesome. But simultaneously, there will be teams like the Chiefs that pop up and win 2 to 3 Super Bowls in a 5 to 6 year span. And during every one of those runs, you will hear from talking heads about how they are better than the Patriots and how they have a better chance of winning more than the Patriots, that the quarterback is better than the Patriots quarterback and the coach is better than Belichick and all of that. And the reality is, it will never happen again. What the Patriots did for 2 decades is Ruthian. There were seasons where Babe Ruth had more home runs than the rest of the American League combined. it just will never reoccur, especially with the money now in college sports, where you're entering the NFL with $50 million in the bank. Mahomes is special, where I don't think it matters to him. I think he really does want to be the greatest. But those people will be fewer and further between. And I just enjoy the demise of the Chiefs and enjoy the speed with which the national pontificators anoint other teams while they spent a decade telling you you weren't really that good. Because they all will fail. I don't know how, but they all will. And you'll be able to sit back and know that you watch the greatest team of all time.
Oh, well said. The other part of it, and I don't know if it was, luck, intention, the opportunity to play with Tom Brady, whatever it was, you had guys that were willing to play on that football team for an extended period of time, could have made more money elsewhere, won a Super Bowl and wanted to win another one. And you look at somebody like AJ Brown,
mm-hmm.
like, and about the, you know, you think to yourself, all right, AJ Brown, they want it. He probably wants the opportunity to repeat with his team. And that doesn't happen today the way it was fortunate enough to happen for the dynasty here. Like,
right.
And I, you know, you can credit Tom, you can credit Bill, you can credit everybody, whatever, but it's probably not going to ever happen again.
It's about Curtis, getting the next right guy, that. Right? The next guy. So, like, if AJ Brown is disgruntled, you get the next guy, right? They went from Troy Brown to
Edelman.
I know there was that time in between with Welker, who didn't win it, but they were still a very competitive team.
He dropped the ball.
But that's the difference, is you go from Ty Law to Asante Samuel to
Gilmore.
No, don't forget about Revis, then Gilmore. You know, like, so there are always guys that they're able to replace those guys with. And the biggest thing is, unless there's somebody that is as mentally tough's not the word, psychotic's not the word, but that wants it and wants to play for a long time, like Brady. I don't know what that word is, but Brady wanted to play.
Driven.
Mentally driven to play as long as they can play at the quarterback position. And I don't know if you're going to find a guy that's going to say, I want to play into my mid-40s.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, excellent lead from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
After a Chiefs loss on Monday Night Football last night. And we'll be back with the rest of today's leads next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.